B-Pod Studios.
Coolest.
That's just good radio.
We're mass communicating, all right?
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, Brian is gone, so the checkerboard continues. But guess who's back?
I'm back.
LBF is back and raring to go.
Yeah, I am.
How was your vacation, in a nutshell?
My vacation was very socially distant fun.
That's good.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I was in a nice place, and we...
Full disclosure, you were at the beach.
I was at the beach. I was in Martha's Vineyard.
Nice.
And,
wow.
You know...
Look at you.
It was nice.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of takeout. We did not go to one... I mean, you know... I was a restaurant girl. Like,
yeah.
I prided myself when I went on vacation. I never made a meal. Didn't go to a restaurant once.
Right. Why not?
Not ready. Not quite ready.
Even outdoors?
Even outdoors. I just was like, my thing was too, I was concerned about people coming in, you know, like it's a vacation spot.
Yeah.
So it's not like I know that it's like in Canton where I'm like, oh, we're all pretty
right.
safe. But I had no idea if the person was coming from Florida. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
in any hot
still,
spot.
I have no problem going to outdoor restaurants. I went to one Saturday in Gloucester.
Right?
It was great. The only problem was I didn't know it was adjacent to a working shipyard. So it was
loud?
A little loud.
Yeah, it's a little loud. Yeah.
And they put us at the table closest the shipyard.
They probably knew you were in the Navy.
Maybe they thought that. but after a while, I couldn't hear our friends talking. So I said, either
that
you
could be a good thing.
No. Well, you know, maybe
I mean, so, really. Thank you, sir.
So we moved.
Maitre d'. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I didn't think of that. Now that you mentioned that, I should have just
stayed. Right next to the loudest place.
Yeah, I know. It was amazing, though. Anyway, so you had a great week.
Really great week.
And you had an incident we'll have to talk about later.
Yes, I did. A breaking and entering.
That's
incident.
A B&E.
And I got the goods on the rich people on the vineyard.
All right, so we'll chat you up with that. Get you off to a good start. You look good though. You look tan, rested, and ready.
Really?
Yeah, you look
well,
good.
I'm not, sir.
No. Well, looks are everything, then, aren't they?
That's right.
I'm one to judge a book by its cover.
I know you are.
Okay,
that's what I love about you. You're so shallow.
Yeah, just like the water you wouldn't walk in.
Right, exactly.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, Brian's on vacation. LBF, what is the sponsor for cool things, or who I should say?
Sponsor is Star. Shop the big anniversary sale at Star through August 13th. Earn 4 times the reward points for every $10 spent on participating items. Other restrictions and exclusions apply.
All right, here's the first cool thing. So, Starbucks sales were down 40% last quarter. Not surprised, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what has changed is now that they've opened up, you know, at least for drive-through and pop-ins, business is back up. But the times have changed because folks are working at home or are in between jobs. So, now the peak times at Starbucks is between 9:30 and 2.
Nice.
Used to be 7 and whatever. Now it's 9:30.
There's less of that go, because you're already there, because you're home.
That's right.
Yeah.
So just a tip. So after you, at 9:30, when Dave used to come in with Starbucks.
Right.
Remember how busy it used to be?
Yeah.
He can go anytime.
And he only
now.
Brought it for me.
Yeah, he still probably does do that anyway. But he can go later now. That's fine. All right, what's cool?
What's cool?
With
today
you.
Is the best day ever
because
it is National White Wine Day. And you know what Jennifer Lawrence says about
Jennifer,
white wine.
Remind me.
I will. White wine's for sluts.
Yeah.
And I no judgment Jesus. There, ladies
wow.
or gents.
Wow, wow, wow.
So anyway, I just want to let you know a couple of things about white wine.
I think you said it all.
Yeah, besides that.
Okay.
Almost 40% of people have finished a bottle of white wine by themselves.
Mm.
Easy, right?
It's easier than red wine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Red wine is, you know, if you practice, you can do that too.
Okay. All right.
3/4 of Americans think that 2 glasses is plenty. 3/4 of Americans are wrong. And 42% say $10 is a nice bottle of wine.
Really? That's fine. I'm not so much into white wine. but,
as you know.
But I like a woman who is.
Yeah, of course you do.
For obvious reasons.
When he's at dinner, he's like, I'll have some Chardonnay. He's like, yes.
Yes. I don't know why Jennifer says that. Why do you suppose she says that?
Because she's funny. And she was on the phone with Amy Schumer, and it was being recorded, and it was funny.
Does she like white wine?
But not always.
Okay. All right. Lastly, this comes from us, a woman in Australia, Jaina Hawking. She's pitching a new dating policy. It's simple. Never date a man in his 30s. Why, you ask?
Why?
Okay, good. she says guys are single in their 30s, most likely have commitment issues since that's the age range when most guys have already settled down. She said it's better to date a divorced guy in their 40s and up than a 30s guy. You're buying. You're buying or selling that?
I think I might be buying it.
You're buying on it?
Even though it's probably wrong. Like,
I think it's a little general.
It's a little general, but I think it's sometimes generalities work.
Be a little leery.
Yeah.
We'll
be leery of them all, ladies.
Of all of them. That's fine. There you have it. That's cool. So avoid the guys in their 30s. Go right to the 40s.
Okay.
And 50s.
Yeah, they're a little desperate.
Yeah, at that point, they're not as picky. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Speaking of Brian, he's on vacation this week, probably resting his legs, LBF, from the Pan Mass Challenge. 65 miles he rode yesterday?
I think so. He was on his way to Provincetown.
Man, wouldn't your butt hurt after that? Among everything else.
Like, so funny. Mm. When we were on vacation, there was a girl riding a bike on the vineyard, and she's just riding a regular bike. All of a sudden, she turns around and turns to her boyfriend. My butt hurts. I'm like, you just started, girlfriend.
That's right. So we don't know how Brian's butt is today, but you can still donate if you want to do that. I guess the website's still open for that, maybe through the whole month, I think. You can go to WROR.com, check it out there, the Pan Mass Challenge 2020 Reimagined.
Yeah.
If you want to donate, you go.
Even a little bit is great.
It's a great cause. They're struggling this year with
lots of charities are. So.
Yes. So anything if you want to kick in would be much appreciated. All right, here's the latest Song Scrambled LBF. Last week, we had one. I think we debuted it Thursday. And had a winner in a day. That's pretty quick. Right? Pretty quick.
Yeah, people are getting good.
They're getting good at it. And here's the newest one. We debut this. This is right now. Nobody has had a chance to guess. We're just going to give you a little sample of it. Here it is. You're good at it. You already got a couple. I know.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. I got to listen to it like 5 more times.
No, I can't do that.
Okay.
No, we can only do it once. All right, 7:55. You have a chance to crack the code. 5 songs get you 1,000, then you're in the running for a shot at 1,000,000 smackaroos. Where you could buy that house you stayed in.
The
vineyard.
It's and it's so expensive.
Maybe 1,000,000 will get it?
I don't even think. I think that's too little.
Nice.
That's
a down payment. Okay, that's fine.
It's crazy.
You're on your way.
Let me tell you, it's not that fancy.
All right.
It's just the vineyard.
We'll talk about that because I know you had an incident.
Oh, yeah. The rich people on Martha's Vineyard. Mm-hmm. Almost got pinched.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Well. Look who's back doing dirty laundry. LBF.
Can't help myself.
I bet you can't. You're just walking around.
Muttering about Ellen and Sean Penn.
Who is this
Wilford
woman?
Brimley.
Tapping strangers on the shoulder.
Have you heard?
I heard the word.
Yeah, I know.
All right, let's hear what you got.
All right, Ellen. Ellen DeGeneres has had a bad week. And she has apologized to her staff over the alleged workplace misconduct, otherwise known as Ellen being mean.
Wow.
And Ellen sort of, I don't know, creating a workplace that...
Now, they're saying she's mean or the people that are under her are mean. Or
everybody's
mean. Everybody's mean.
Just well, there's a...
The culture of meanness.
There's a culture of meanness at the Ellen Show. Mm. And I've heard about this. I've known about it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
It was one of the worst days of my life when I found out that Ellen DeGeneres might be a jerk.
Right.
You know?
I know.
And I was like, no.
People were shocked because that's... It's not her on camera
persona. No, she dances and she makes people. But again, I realized it's probably true because her smile doesn't meet her eyes.
Yeah.
You ever notice that about Ellen?
Not till you mentioned it.
So when you watch her, anybody listening today, watch when she smiles, doesn't meet her eyes.
But you know what? You're right about the dance. That makes her look so, fun and hip. And
She's crushing ants underneath her feet. And small animals.
And interns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So the newest thing is that everybody loves Raymond Brad Garrett called BS on her apology. And he tweeted that the issues come from the top and that he knows more than one person who's been treated horribly by her. In fact, it's common knowledge. And then Back to the Future star Leah Thompson backed Garrett up. She responded to a story about Garrett's statement, making her opinion clear, her response to the allegations of mistreatment being common knowledge. True story, she writes in a tweet that she now deleted.
So, Leah, what
she been doing?
What has she been doing lately?
Not much, but, she made all her money back to the future.
You know why she's not working?
Why? Because she wasn't nice to Ellen.
Ellen's I mean, shut her
the thing is
down.
That Ellen doesn't have to be nice to Leah Thompson.
Because she's not.
Because she's not.
Hot.
Yeah.
Significantly.
And so.
Right.
That probably says something. You know the type of person who enters a room and waltzes over the most important person in the room?
Yeah.
Or is always looking over your shoulder
when you're
to
talking
see.
To them?
Yeah. You know that
like
person.
Like our holiday office party?
Yeah.
I got you.
I'm sorry you caught that.
It was pretty easy tell. Who's back there?
Yeah, nobody. Otherwise,
yet.
I wouldn't be here.
That's right. Got it.
So we'll see. Everyone's saying that it's not going to be canceled. Her show is going to be fine, but whatever.
I feel
a little bad for her, but not really. You know who I feel bad for?
Who's that?
Women.
Okay.
Sean Penn.
Ooh.
Married. A woman 30 years younger. Leela George. You know whose daughter she is? Vincent D'Onofrio from Mystic Pizza, but also Law and Order.
Law and Order, yeah. Yes. I think he had a bigger run there. I think that's what's paying the bills.
He's 60. She's 28.
Jeez.
They've been together since she was 24.
Since she was 24.
She was 24.
So 32-year difference.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, again, it's not a girlfriend. It's a nurse.
Why is she marrying a 60-year-old guy?
Plus, he is so grumpy.
Right.
He married Madonna.
A pack
and he
of
smokes.
Cigarettes
a morning. Smells like an ashtray.
Ugh.
He was married to Madonna from 85 to 89, then married to Robin Wright from 96 to 2010.
Man.
They have two kids, Dylan and Hopper. Vincent D'Onofrio was married to Greta Scacchi.
Scacchi.
She was from Presumed Innocent. Do you remember that old movie?
I'm sorry, I'm Googling Sean Penn's new wife so I could see what she looks like.
I'll show you a picture right here. Look, she looks like a child.
Let me see.
A child bride.
Oh, my God. And they got a, what is that, a cougar with him?
Oh, I think it's fake.
Oh, okay.
I don't even know.
Child
and finally, Wilford Brimley died. Do you remember this guy? I'm going to play a little clip so you're going to put your phone down.
Let's put, go ahead. No, yeah. She's adorable.
I'm Wilford Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes.
Oh, poor Wilford Brimley. He was 85. I thought that he was older.
Diabetes.
Because he was in Cocoon,
and
that was in 1985. And he played a super old guy that decided to go live with aliens rather than die.
Right.
He was 50 years old.
He was only 50.
I mean, there's a lot of talk about Wilford Brimley these days because they compare Tom Cruise to Wilford Brimley because at one point, I think Tom is like 59 now, but at one point, like you're watching Tom Cruise at 50 in Mission Impossible, and you're like, but that's Wilford Brimley in
at
Cocoon.
50.
I loved Wilford Brimley. He played a real guy in The Firm, too.
What was the food he always used to talk about?
Quaker Oats.
Oh, it's Quaker Oats, right.
Because it's the right thing to do.
Because of the diabetes.
It does. Yep. It's the right thing to do.
You know how we spell diabetes?
B-E-D-E-D-U-S.
Yeah, U-S. Mm-hmm. Yep, U-S, as in us. So there you go. Well, that was a good life for Wilford.
It was.
You know?
He had a good run.
Made solid money.
He was very stern, but yet I took his advice. I love Quaker Oats.
I don't.
I love an oatmeal cookie.
I like. Now we're talking.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Listen, this tropical storm, I can't pronounce it. It's a weird name.
Isaias.
If you know.
Isaias. Okay.
You know,
what'd
why can't it just be Joe, right?
Well, because.
Why?
Because it's a pretty name.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Well, I can't pronounce it, but it's coming, okay? And it's going to be here tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms possible. Windy. So look for winds up to 30 miles per hour.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Chance
okay.
of rain 60 when it gets here. So vacation, LBF. Sounds like it was great, relaxing.
It was great until I committed a crime.
What was that?
I did.
All
I committed a crime, everybody.
Okay.
A breaking and entering.
Let's hear about
but
it.
I didn't know it. So if you don't know it. So, all right. You know, the Vineyard has
ignorance
a lot of beach.
Of the law
yes.
is not an excuse.
An excuse. I know. I hate
yeah.
that.
Thanks, right?
I know. Mm. So we were like looking for beaches that were like not crowded because we didn't want to hang out with anybody and we wanted to social distance and you know, I didn't want anybody to see me in a bathing suit. So I'm like, let's find a beach that's like not crowded.
Okay.
So Dave, who reads all the time, takes these maps and all the stuff, and he finds a beach one day on Chappaquiddick, which was really great and
oh,
pretty
really?
Private. Not private, but like not, it's kind of a pain to get over there.
They
so.
Charge you to go to that beach?
Yes.
What, do you remember how much
$4 a person.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, not bad.
I mean, that's not bad.
And then we found a beach in Tisbury that was really beautiful and quiet. Careful because you can hurt yourself because a lot of oysters. But then one day he's like, I got this thing. We're going to find this beach. It's in Chilmark. It's like part of the land bank. It's conservation. It's, it looks awesome.
Right.
So
what,
we drive down
awesome?
This turn.
Was it beachy, sandy?
Just he's like read that it was like beautiful.
Okay.
So we drive down this long dirt road.
Okay.
It's like a mile and a half in the woods. And you're like, okay, well, whatever.
Yeah.
And apparently you come upon a gate and past the gate. There's this parking lot, and then you grab your stuff and you go over this little, like little footbridge, and in front of you
is. Anybody ask you for money?
No, nothing.
Point?
No, it was always
just drive
wow,
in.
This is amazing. This is I can't believe
it's
I've never been to this
secret.
Beach. Like exactly, I'm like, we found this. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. And I'm telling you, it was the most beautiful beach I've ever been to in my entire life. And I've been to Hawaii.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
Like it is like. It's just pristine. The sound is beautiful. The waves are just that great, like crushing but not crazy. And then you over in the distance, you see the cliffs of Aquinna, and it is. And there's no. We got there at like 10. One couple was there.
Oh my god!
And by the time we left at 3:30, there were probably five couples there.
Wow!
I was like, and I'm like, it is July.
All right, so what went wrong
on the Vineyard?
What went wrong?
So we pack up our stuff.
Yeah.
And we go to leave, and that gate I mentioned.
Yeah.
Was locked.
Oh, really?
And we're like, wait a minute. Why is this gate locked? So we get out of the car. I'm like, oh, my God. We can't get out of here because you can't go around it or anything.
Wow.
Because there's all brush and stuff.
Right.
And so
nobody
this
there?
Couple, when we were leaving, they were coming in. There was a couple coming in, a family in their car. And the gate was shut. And we were like, I said, Dave, back up. So I back up to this family. By the way, you could smell the money coming from Suburban. I was like, oh, my God. And I said, we're locked out. I mean, like, we're locked in.
Locked in.
And
that's worse than being locked
out. Isn't it? It's worse than being locked out. Even I was in the most beautiful place in the world, but I still was not,
couldn't
leave. They're like, don't you have a key? I'm like, no, we don't have a key. So
oh.
They're like, you're supposed to have a key. It's private. I'm like, well, he's like, how'd you get in? He was like, the gate was open. He's like, well, that explains it. And his wife, he's like, my wife will let you out. So his wife gets back in the truck and lets
How
us out begrudgingly.
She? How
my
old was
age.
She?
I'm like,
okay.
Listen, lady, calm
begrudgingly?
Down.
Begrudgingly?
All these people brought all your stuff to the beach, and you got to let me out of your exclusive thing. So we Google, what is this thing?
Yeah. What all is
right?
it?
On the island of Martha's Vineyard, there are several, maybe eight beaches that you have to have a key to. And the key used to like cost a little bit of money. It was a family key, $200, $300. Mm. Now the key costs up to $500,000.
What?
A key to a beach
what?
On Martha's Vineyard. $500,000. What they do is they say, we're selling you a sliver of land, a sliver of beach. So all these rich families have these slivers of beach. And
so
the
they have
worst
to use their part of the beach?
Well, no.
Whatever. They
but
technically
whatever they
right.
technically. That's what you own.
Oh,
that
my
beach.
God.
And so they own the beach, the sunset, the awesomeness. They own. And this is not. This is a lot of places.
Right.
The place that I went to was Quasnu Beach.
Okay.
And if anybody has a key, can I borrow it next summer?
What's it called?
Quasnu.
Wow.
It's called. I think it might be Native American for you can't afford this.
I think it is. It's. So you had riffraff written all over you.
Oh, I had riffraff written all over me.
What are you doing here?
And the funny thing is that like when I was on the beach, I was watching the few people that were there, and they looked like they didn't recognize us because if you have the key to this beach, you know the people who are around. Like, who's this woman?
Do they think you were the help?
Maybe. Or I don't think I'm too old to be a nanny.
No.
So I couldn't be a nanny. I think they were just like.
That's unbelievable. I didn't know that.
Slivers of the beach.
You need to make friends with these people. Were they beautiful people?
Yes.
Ah.
That's why I was noticeable when I was on that beach. Like, wait a minute. And two, I'm either going to have to make friends with somebody with a key on this beach.
Were they pleasant to you, though?
They didn't really talk to us.
Oh.
We're the riffraff. They don't want to talk to us.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to have to get some wire cutters.
They talked about you.
Bolt cutters. Bring me the bolt cutters.
Yeah. Oh, now don't go all socialist on it. Now it's just you know.
I don't
try to defeat them. Try to beat them. Like try to be them.
Be them.
Yeah, you be the beautiful people. Dave.
I want to leave the gate open. There are some people who have keys who leave the gates open because they're socialists like me with money.
Well, see, you want to bring everybody down to your level.
I want to be able to see a beautiful ocean like that without being rich.
You're half a million away.
Sweet dreams, right?
Right. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob. LBF back. Brian's on vacation. LBF, do you know what a mill is?
Yes, I do.
With one L. One L.
One L.
One L. Well, folks who don't know what a mill is, it's not, remember the silky mill that Dave made?
Yeah, I know.
It's not that.
That was your drink, not mine.
I never had it, though. It doesn't seem right. A mill is a mother-in-law. That's a new name for it. Everything's got a name now.
Yes.
Mother-in-law. Okay. This could be, let's listen to this outtake, but I'm not sure. Mother-in-law is wrong. Let's get your take on it after we play this mother-in-law at a wedding in California.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
You're not going to say my son has flaws.
You can leave. Let's calm down. You're not going to ruin my day.
Wow.
Everybody has flaws, and that's why I love them. You can leave, Judy.
Like, you don't have flaws.
You can leave.
You can get out of my wedding now.
I'm not leaving. That dress you're wearing, I paid for.
Ooh.
I'm not getting out.
Try it, and I'll have you arrested.
Well, I'm in a church.
Tony, get her out of here. This is not right.
Church. This is not.
I'm not leaving.
Show some respect. Just hold your
You show respect.
Like,
you have your daughter as well.
Let's just calm down. Hey, we don't need this.
This is why we don't need this. I don't want to hear any flaws about
all right.
All right, so you get the point. The mother-in-law didn't want to hear any flaws, I guess.
In her vows.
In the vows.
Like she said something like, even with all your flaws, I love you.
So the mother-in-law speaks up and says, I don't want to hear about my son's flaws. He doesn't have any.
Oh, boy. That bride should run away. Not just because the mother-in-law is awful, but any mother who's told their son that he has no flaws his whole life, that's not marriage material.
Wow.
Bye. See you later.
So... you're saying instead of throwing out the mother-in-law, the mill, you would have walked away.
Take a mulligan. Just be like, gotta go.
Business is not good.
Gotta go.
I think you're right.
Well, I mean, just
How
think about it. She's
get any
rude,
better?
But also, like, if she's the mom who tells her boy that he's flawless his whole life.
Mm.
Oh.
She said, that dress you're wearing, we paid for it. Holy cow. So she would not leave. Finally, one of the sisters took mom away, Tootie, away.
Tootie.
And the wedding went on.
Went on?
Yeah.
Good
and
Lord.
On.
All right. I give it. What's the over-under on how long that's going to last?
I can't see more than five.
Definitely not even three.
Oh, I was talking months.
Oh.
All right.
I'll give you that.
All right. So what's coming up in Dirty Laundry?
Another old man has married a very young actress. Mm. I'll tell you who it is.
How many years are you giving that?
As long as he lasts.
Okay.
Right?
All right, we'll see.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, she is back in the laundry room after a nice vacation with the beautiful people. Although you crashed their beach, that's
fine. I crashed their beautiful people's party, and they're like, Get out, Riff Raff.
No, no. You've got a secret now.
It's not a secret. I told everybody.
Oh, you did, didn't you? Now that we think about it. Okay.
Can't
so what's up
it.
With the rest of the beautiful people?
Well, Ellen is on shaky ground. Mm. And then old people marrying young people and old people dying.
Okay.
But first, yeah, right?
Okay.
Ellen is under fire for having a toxic work environment, and people are calling for her to basically
be canceled.
I think is a little bit aggressive, but that's just me. But Brad Garrett from Everybody Loves Raymond says that she apologized to her staff members, saying that she would work on staying on top of this place of happiness where she wants the show to be. He says BS. He knows more than one person who's been treated horribly by her, and in fact, he calls it common knowledge, which it kind of is because...
He said everybody hates Ellen. It's a new show.
But I don't know. I think Ellen's getting a bad rap. And one of my favorite comedians, Laurie Kilmartin, tweeted, "Late night is mostly male, and they are allowed to be cranks." Mm. Letterman, for example.
Right.
"While daytime is mostly female, and the pressure to be cheerful is relentless. Let a cranky bee have a daytime show and give her a year to grow into it. It'll be amazing."
Yeah, no, she might be right.
You know?
Just be your true self.
Right.
As they say.
As they say.
Yeah.
But Leah Thompson from Back to the Future backed Brad Garrett up about Ellen DeGeneres' bad behavior.
Right.
And I've known that Ellen was mean because we had a comedian who worked for her come in the show and off the air say that it was the worst job he has ever had in his entire life, and that she is a truly horrible person. And when
what
I tell
you,
when
to
he told me, and this guy has no,
right?
Why would he lie?
Yeah.
But, and he didn't say it on air.
No,
now I
he
am.
Did now.
I kept it close to my heart, though, because I didn't
name.
Want to hurt everyone's feelings about Ellen, because I think we all really hang our hopes up on her, and she's nice, but...
There's always been kind of rumors, ever since she took the dog from a family.
Oh, yeah, remember that?
Yeah, that was not
Again,
a good look.
Smile doesn't meet the eyes,
That's
just
right.
so you know. Okay, old people marrying young people.
Yeah, what do you
Today's
got?
Edition. Mm-hmm. Sean Penn married Vincent D'Onofrio's daughter. Vincent D'Onofrio, if you know, is from Law & Order and Mystic Pizza.
And this girl could be Sean's daughter as
He's
well.
Sean's 60.
Yeah.
And she, Layla George, is 28. Layla is the daughter of Vincent and actress Greta Scacchi.
Yeah.
She was from Presumed Innocent.
Yeah.
She was the Brajol who had the affair.
No, she wasn't. No,
she was. She was the lawyer who had the affair with Harrison Ford.
That's right.
Team wife on that film.
Okay. The Brajol. Okay.
And if you recall, Sean has done this twice before. He was married to Madonna in 85.
Mm-hmm.
Was Leela even alive? No.
No, she was not.
89. And
no.
She was married to Robin Wright from 96 to 2010.
Leela was born in 92.
So Leela is 1 year younger than Sean's daughter, Dylan.
Oh, that's fun.
That's fun. Maybe they can have a sleepover.
My Mill is here. My mother-in-law.
I would just.
No, stepmother.
I just would be like, come on.
Yeah. Right?
Let's
dad?
Move. Yeah, dad.
Your dad's Sean Penn. You're used to it.
I guess.
Right? Come on.
Sean Penn is so grumpy. Talk about grumpy.
Yeah.
Speaking of grumpy, Wilford Brimley died.
Oh, yeah.
I loved Wilford Brimley.
He was grumpy.
He was grumpy, though.
Yeah.
He had the diabetes.
And we told you not to eat, you know, to eat Quaker Oats. You listened.
You did, because it's the right... Wait, where's the...
I don't know.
I don't know where it is.
I like the way he said diabetes.
Yes, he says it like this. No, this is the
it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Not too expensive either.
Quaker Oats.
Quaker
it's
Oats.
The right thing to do.
It's the right thing
he
to
was
do.
85. I just want to mention that he played an elderly man in the movie Cocoon in 1985. He was only 50 years old. So Wilford Brimley looked old from the time he was probably 28.
Yeah.
Till his death. But I liked him a lot.
Well, he lost his hair early, but he went with the big mustache.
Yes. So
that made him look like the walrus
and the
thing.
The spectacles, yeah. The round spectacles.
He wanted that look.
Yeah, he was the grandfather who was going to tell you
Wilford
to shape
Brimley.
Up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You
Come
want
on.
Wilford Brimley walking around with vineyard vines on.
No.
You know, jewelry dangling. No, you want him to look grouchy and grumpy and slumpy.
Exactly.
Or slumpy.
Slumpy.
No, you don't be slumpy.
Now he's dead. He's slumpy for sure. He's slumped
no,
over.
Sorry. Shouldn't have said
Is that wrong?
It is wrong. We're going to go on. All right. Good job, LBF. I tell you, you are energized and ready to go today.
Well, I got to earn my money so I can go back on vacation.
Go back to Millionaire Beach? Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of millionaires, we're going to give someone a chance to maybe become a millionaire with our Song Scramble number 8.
I'm excited.
You should be. It's a brand new Song Scramble, so you get to guess first coming up at 7:55.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, it is. Let's play Super Smart, and it's brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today, Lauren from Braintree. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play Super Smart?
Yes, but those questions last week are making me nervous.
Well, no, that was last week. LBF's back. She didn't she didn't want a winner while she was gone. Yeah, what's the deal with that, LBF?
Listen.
That was really tough.
I'm sorry. I thought that I just was, what can I say?
You want to give away the money.
I understand.
She wants to give away the money. All right, Lauren, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a receptionist at an insurance company in Braintree. I work with my mom. She listens to you guys every single morning, and I think she's listening right now.
Hi, so, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Okay. Well, you're smart because you listen as well. So you're ready to play for $1,000?
I hope so.
All right. Here's how it works, Lauren. Of course, you know, we're going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. Get them all right. LBF will personally drive to Braintree. Give you
$1,000. I will.
Just because, how about so we can meet Mom?
Go to the 110 Grill and have some nachos.
No, I'll go with. Okay. All right. So if you're not sure about a question, Lauren, say pass real fast. We'll get back to it if we have time. Here we go.
True or false? Spiders have 6 legs.
False.
Pennywise is no laughing matter in which novel and movie?
It.
Name the 3 primary colors.
Red, yellow, and blue.
Who plays Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus.
Penny Marshall was married to what actor-director?
Pass.
Who wrote The Jungle Book?
Pass.
What was the name of the chess-playing computer that defeated the world champion Garry Kasparov in 1997?
Pass.
Who is the creator-producer of Saturday Night Live?
Lauren, what's his face? No, I don't know. Pass.
The unsuccessful U.S. invasion of Cuba in April of 1961 is known as what?
Oh my God, I have no idea. Pass.
One of the most expensive paintings in the world is titled Number 5, 1948. Who painted it?
Time's up. Sorry, Lauren.
That was a tough one.
Well, you got 4 right. You know what I think it is?
What?
Because Lauren, you know, is probably younger.
Because her name is Lauren? Because young people are named Lauren?
Exactly.
That's what I thought you were going to
say. Lauren, are you in your 20s?
I'm 24, yeah.
Well, see, that's it.
That's
if
why.
If you were 44, you would have known these answers. But
yeah.
Some might be a little.
I would have known.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, you're right. You're right.
She knew Miley Cyrus.
She did know Miley Cyrus. Yeah. Penny Marshall was married to Rob Reiner. He played Meatloaf.
Meathead.
Meatloaf. I mean, I'm hungry.
She has no idea what you're talking about.
I know. Rudyard Kipling wrote The Jungle Book. Mm. The name of the chess-playing computer that defeated Garry Kasparov in 1897 was called Deep Blue. That's a hard question.
That was hard.
The creator, producer of Saturday Night Live, you were half right. Lorne Michaels.
Mm. I forgot his last name. I blanked.
Yes.
Oh, but yeah. I figured you might know Lauren. We all know the Laurens. The unsuccessful U.S. invasion of Cuba in 61 was called the Bay of Pigs.
Yeah.
And the most expensive painting, one of the most expensive paintings in the world, called Number 5, 1948, Jackson Pollock was the artist.
Well, there you go.
So do you know what a Jackson Pollock painting is, though?
It's splashed.
I think so.
Yes.
He just splashed paint around.
Ed Harris played him in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should watch that movie. It's so good. Ed Harris is so pretty. So handsome.
Oh, God. She doesn't care about Ed Harris. She's 24.
She will one day.
No. Okay. Well, she's a far from it, Lauren.
That's all right.
I got some good news for you. Lauren, not Lauren LBF, but Lauren, our player. How about a $100 gift certificate to the Lobster Trap? How about that?
Oh, that's amazing.
You like lobster?
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, listen, they're celebrating its 50th anniversary this year along with the adjoining seafood market. They're open year-round for lunch, dinner, and off-season Sunday brunch. For more info, please visit lobstertrap.net. You're going to take mom? You're on the spot.
Uh-huh. Yes, yeah, I know. You're right with her.
That's it. Lauren, thanks for listening.
Great
tell mom.
Job.
Tell mom we said hey.
Thank
okay?
you so much. I will.
Tell your mom to sign up and play.
Yeah.
Go to WROR.com, sign up and play.
Take it on.
And tell her to take the test. It's multiple choice.
Yeah. Then we'll see who the smart one is, okay?
Right?
All right. Thank you, Lauren. Have a great day.
Thank you.
So that's it. Like LBF said, if you want to play, go to WROR.com. Later in the day, we'll have the home version of the game up at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Okay, this is no surprise whatsoever. A poll of 2,000 Americans about their eating habits during their time in isolation reveals the following. 37% say they turn to their favorite feel-good foods daily to cope with being isolated.
Yeah.
Food
is love.
Food is love. 38% say they chow down on comfort food every other day while at home. 74% say cooking has been a successful coping mechanism for them. So the kitchen is where it's at. Would you like to know the top comfort food during isolation that we're reaching for?
No.
Come on. Guess.
The top comfort food
now,
we're reaching for?
I'm going to say it's a food, but it's more of a snack.
Oh. Doritos?
Go. Yes, potato chips.
Oh.
Not just Doritos, but potato chips. Number one comfort food.
I only allow myself to have like potato chips once, like buy a bag of potato chips once a month.
No. Oh, look at you.
And they last one day.
Well, my niece, Shannon, was over this past weekend, and she allows herself, I think, 15 chips.
That's
at any given party. How about that?
Every 15 minutes?
Well, you ought to ask her follow-up question.
Right, exactly.
That's like what you would have said.
Yeah,
I have a follow-up question.
Yeah, every 15 minutes would be mine.
That's funny.
Oh, that's
all
good
right.
to know.
What's cool? That's great.
All right. White wine.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence told Amy Schumer that she drinks white wine, but not all the time because white wine is for... I didn't say it.
I'm not saying it. You said it. For what?
Sluts.
You did say it. Okay, good. Thought so.
Which is... silly, but we like to have
is
fun
it?
With this.
What's her theory with white wine?
I don't know. I like white wine, and that's not that I'm it's not on brand for me.
No, you just want to sleep.
I like a nice Chardonnay.
And a nap.
But today is National White Wine Day.
Oh.
And I had no idea. And it's a suitable companion to fish or white meat and also just a bad day. And I just want to let you know that almost 40% of people have admitted to finishing off a bottle of wine by themselves. It's four glasses.
I know.
And
right.
if you don't chug it, then you're a lady.
Right. Or did you see the picture I put on our Facebook page, the ROR Morning Show?
No.
I went to the race yesterday in
New
Hampshire.
Yes.
I went solo. It was great.
Yeah.
Three rows behind me, these four or five, 20-somethings, were drinking booze out of a big bag with a spout. And maybe it was wine.
A booze bag.
Yeah.
I doubt it was white wine. I don't think it was a nice
NASCAR.
Chablis at NASCAR.
Well, that's a good point.
Anyway,
right,
three quarters of Americans agree that two glasses is plenty. I'm in the 25% who don't.
Ooh. You're three?
I feel like a two and a half.
You go to strike three, don't you?
Yeah,
then
why not?
You're out. You are out.
It's yummy. And then I cork down some potato chips.
Go to a NASCAR
every
race.
Every 15 minutes.
No? I should have asked her a follow-up question.
Yes.
Dang, good point. All right. Lastly, this woman from Australia, she's a dating expert. Be leery of the dating experts, okay? Because they're usually not with anybody.
Oh, my God.
Am I right or am I right? All right. So she's a 35-year-old. A relationship expert from Sydney, Australia. She says a new dating policy, never date a man in his 30s. Guys who are single in their 30s most likely have commitment issues since that age range is when most guys have settled down. So don't date anybody in the 30s. See, she suggests you go for divorced guys of any age.
Okay, yeah.
40 and up.
But
go for the trained
guys,
divorce guy.
But, like, you could have a starter marriage, and then the guy's in his 30s, and he's divorced, and it's okay.
That's okay.
Like
he's tried to commit.
He's tried it.
Maybe there were issues.
There probably were, Bob, if he's divorced.
You're not going to go with that. No follow-up questions. Good point. So, anyway, would you agree or disagree? You buying or selling?
I think I'm slightly buying it.
You're slightly buying the guys.
I think that
30s.
You become so settled into who you are at a certain age that you're like, I don't want to change for anybody. And, hey, guess what? That's okay.
That's okay. Be your true
be
self.
Be you.
Be you. You be you.
And I'll date somebody else.
That's right. I got married at 33.
Oh, so you were
four.
On the cusp.
Yeah, but I'd had long-term relationships that didn't.
So what happened with those?
No, we're not no follow-up questions here.
Really?
Yeah, there's no follow-up questions, no. I'm happily married, and I got married at 34.
I got Dave at 28.
Yeah, you got him before.
Score.
You scored a guy at 28.
Yep.
So he's
I think 28 or 29.
Yeah, that's good. He was on the border.
That's right.
He was close.
Snagged him. Woo!
There you go. We thought that was pretty cool. What do you think? All right, it's 836. Hey, there's another storm in effect. Talk about that coming up because when they name it, we got to talk about it, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
No, you're not doing traffic here.
I'm
you're
not. Good. All right. I don't know.
You sit right there, okay? Enjoy the flight. You're 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob and LBF this week. Brian's on vacation somewhere, resting up from his 65-mile bicycle ride.
Yikes.
For PMC.
Yeah.
65 miles.
On that little seat.
I know, your butt must hurt.
I think it goes numb.
It does go numb after a while.
Yeah.
Maybe it's designed for that. Yeah. Anyway, if you want to...
Numbum?
Numbum. I like that. Numbum. If you want to donate, you still can. Go to WROR.com for the PMC Pan Mass Challenge for all your numbums.
/ numbums.
I like that. Yeah. I didn't think of that before. Hey, this mother-in-law in California, LBF, is going viral. I guess she was at a wedding, and she was the mother-in-law.
She's the mother of the groom.
Of the groom. And she wasn't having it, right, when the vows were being exchanged?
So what happened was the bride is reciting her vows, and she's saying, you know, I love you. I think you're wonderful, even though you have some flaws.
Oops.
And the MIL was like,
oops.
Excuse me?
You're not going to say my son has flaws.
You can leave.
You can leave.
I don't have to leave. That's fresh and rare.
Let's calm down. Let's calm down.
You're not going to ruin my
name. You are not going to say my son has flaws.
Wow.
Everybody has flaws, and that's why I love them. You can leave, Judy.
Like, you don't have flaws.
You can leave.
You can get out of my wedding now.
I'm not leaving.
Tootie's not leaving.
No, she's not.
I'm not getting out.
This is a classy, classy wedding.
Tony, get her out of here. This is not right.
Right.
I'm not leaving.
Wow. So anyway, that's Tootie is the mother-in-law. Tony's the son.
Tony.
Who has no flaws.
Has zero flaws.
Zero
and
flaws.
That bride is in for a lifetime of pain. Between the flawless man and the mother-in-law.
They went through with it.
I can't believe they went through with it. I would have been like, you know what? I'm good.
Would you have called an audible at that point?
Yes, I would have called an audible.
Let's take five and discuss this.
Yeah.
Do I want to spend the rest of my life, you know, with Tootie as my mother-in-law?
Why? Life is so short.
Right.
You don't want to
but maybe,
like that.
You know, it could be, though, that Tony, the groom.
The flawless Tony?
Well, maybe Tony doesn't think he's flawless, right? Maybe it's just the mother-in-law. So
my theory is that Tony
gonna
might
punish
think he's
Tony?
Flawless.
Oh, you're going to punish Tony for what Tootie said.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do that. Don't all wives do that?
Do you ever think that
you punish the husband for what their mother-in-law said?
The mill? Yeah.
The mill?
You're out. You're out. You're walking. You're the bride. You're gone.
Well, in that situation, yes.
Okay.
Also, she paid for that dress. She paid too much.
I didn't see it.
Not great. Not great,
Bob.
Oh, my
God. There it is. Reason number two, LBF is out. Toodles, Tootie.
Yeah.
Oh, there you have it. So that's viral. Coming up in 10, we're going to play the Super Smart. We'll play that again in a few, see how you would do. But We have the song Scramble we want to play. It's brand new today, right? So we'll give you another opportunity to hear what you need to hear for $1,000 and maybe $1 million.
Start your day with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
End your day with J-Boy Jones and 90 minutes commercial-free starting at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more coming up. The summer of non-stop music. You know what that means. That means we're not going to stop the music for 3 hours.
Really?
Our three-hour tour. That's coming up next. Nobody plays more music for your work day than we do. So how about that? So turn it on wherever you do work. Oh, about an hour ago, we gave somebody a shot at $1,000. That was Lauren, and she was from, where was she, Brookline?
Braintree,
and it was one of the BRs. Yeah,
worked in Braintree.
Nice gal. She's young. She's only 24.
I know.
Her mom's a big listener of the station and said, hey, you're super smart,
Vicious
Lauren.
Vicious cycle.
Go for it. And so Lauren met Lauren. Let's see how it went. Here's today's super smart player.
True or false, spiders have 6 legs?
False.
Pennywise is no laughing matter in which novel and movie?
It.
Name the 3 primary colors.
Red, yellow, and blue.
Who plays Hannah Montana?
Miley Cyrus.
Penny Marshall was married to what actor-director?
Pass.
Who wrote The Jungle Book?
Pass.
What was the name of the chess-playing computer that defeated the world champion Garry Kasparov in 1997?
Pass.
Who is the creator-producer of Saturday Night Live?
Lauren, what's his face? No, I don't know. Pass.
The unsuccessful U.S. invasion of Cuba in April of 1961 is known as what?
Oh my God, I have no idea. Pass.
One of the most expensive paintings in the world is titled Number 5, 1948. Who painted it?
Time's up. Sorry, Lauren.
That was a tough one.
Well, you got 4 right. Yeah, and you didn't take Lauren What's-His-Face?
Yeah, I would have. Give her a half point. Half the answer was right.
She had half the answer.
Lauren.
Well, if you want to check out how you would do, we'll put the game up at WROR.com, right?
And
multiple choice.
And you can find out all the questions and answers.
She was a nice girl.
Multiple choice.
Some of the questions were probably, you know.
I know. A little skewed a little bit. It was definitely a history lesson for
It
her.
Was for Lauren.
Yeah,
okay.
It wasn't a pop culture one.
Not as much. No. But so that's the way it goes. You never know what you're going to get.
You never know.
But you get $1,000 if you want to sign up to play.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.